So again, welcome everybody, and thanks for your participation. The premise for the call is pretty simple, as you've seen in our announcement, is, you know, by all accounts, this digital deluge continues unabated across most enterprises today. We all know about the growth in electronic content, from structured to unstructured data to digitized physical records, creating, you know, architecture challenges as organizations pursue this goal of aligning information, this big growth of information, with business value creation. And this premise is supported by the fact that records management systems are a center post, are center post to this information architecture. We'll discuss this on the call today, the role of records management in harnessing digital information, the convergence of records management and information governance across all forms of physical and electronic content, and with the practitioners that we have on the call today, some of the key challenges and lessons learned from how we've built legacy record systems, legacy and siloed approaches. So to start with the call, Don Martin,
yes,
from the VHA. Don, if you would just spend a minute giving us a bit of your background and your role as the archivist at the VHA. Maybe you can start with that.
All right. Well, I had a particularly miserable supervisor who stuck me with the task of archiving in 2003. Put me in my place, I think was his intention. And so I've been doing it ever since 2003. What I had at the beginning was essentially a room with four Lectrievers, one of which was ours. Our Lectriever was mostly filled with small boxes of documents. Boxes at least were case by case, more or less, although some boxes contain multiple cases. Then the rest of the room was variously filled with more boxes of stuff, paper. Now, we're required to keep in the VA a paper archive. I know it sounds old-fashioned, but that's the law. So this paper needed to be obviously sorted. Most of it needed to be destroyed because it consisted of personal medical records of individual veterans, which the medical centers out in the field are required to keep for 50 years anyway. So there was no need for our office to maintain this class of records. I estimate that I shredded maybe 800 cubic feet of paper after sorting. At any rate, we also have the, obviously with any records system, we needed to be able to retrieve documents as needed. Every once in a while, some Congress critter will ask the medical inspector about a particular case, and the medical inspector needs to refresh his mind with what went on there, so we produce the documents for his use, etc. Obviously, when they're all cardboard boxes, that was an impossibility. We are tasked by the records control schedule of the government to get rid of records after a certain period of time. We have two classes. One is a straight investigation where we don't leave the office. We review the records and things like that and conduct telephone interviews with people wherever the problem is. Incident, I suppose I should mention that mine is a small office. We have 19 people. We are the office in the VA that if something bad happens to you medically in a VA medical center, we are the ones who will look into it. We get referrals directly from veterans, from families, from veteran service organizations, etc. So we're only medical. We are not, many people confuse us with the Inspector General. The Inspector General is more of a law enforcement, fraud, waste, and abuse. We don't do that. We look for deviations from good practice, the things that medical practitioners do that they ought not to do. and we report then to the Undersecretary for Health, and our reports also go to the Veterans Affairs Committees in both houses of Congress. Anyway, that said, when we just do an in-house investigation of a case, we are required to keep those records for 10 years. If we do a site visit, we are required to keep the records of that site visit for 20 years. Obviously, both classes are destroyed after their retention time is up. Let's see.
Don, with that, when you talk about the retention requirements that you have, do you have different retention requirements for the electronic version of these records versus?
No. The records control schedule applies to everything we have, electronic and paper.
So you don't make a differentiation between your archiving requirements for paper versus electronic version?
No. The only thing that is retained when we destroy a file is the metadata of the case folder.
And can you tell us a little bit about what that metadata includes, just some general
attributes? Well, it will include the veteran's name, it will include the medical center involved, it will include case notes, actually, that are put into the notes field. Obviously, it includes things like dates, and that sort of stuff. It gives you essentially a summary of what the case was.
And if you've destroyed these as physical records, do you maintain this metadata electronically?
Electronically only, yes.
Oh, okay, electronically only. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the first task I was faced with, apart from the brute sorting of the stuff, was figuring out how to docket the records, how to set them up so you could retrieve them. And I invented my own system that I put on. I used HTML coding, so all of our investigators who had looked at essentially the metadata for the records on our shared drive using their browsers. And I did a bunch of paper that way. And then we got our document management system, which thankfully sort of sorted and characterized things just as I had been doing it anyway. So it was a fairly easy transition for me to simply go over to the electronic format that was and not have to do HTML coding anymore. Now we have a much more standardized electronic indexing system for all of the paper we are required to keep. In addition, very significant documents like frequently the initial complaint, things like peer reviews of providers' performance, stuff like that, will be scanned electronically into the document management system, so we'll have both the paper and the electronic version.